you're the one, two, three.
Sore losers!
Woo! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I am Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, don't know the what's what's. Once upon a time, I had Corona, and I am your number one Dallas Cowboys fan.
What's up, y'all? It is Sizz, and I'm from the north. I have a wife named Baser. We live in West Nashville. If you need our address, look it up online. And we have a special guest on the line.
He's on?
He called in? Not to rhyme.
He's on
Come
the line!
Come on! Put him on!
Let's go!
Well, are you going to introduce him?
Special guest, introduce yourself!
No, that's not how it works,
Ray. Wait, that's not you introduce him.
Yeah.
Guys, it is Ryan Hurd, world-renowned musical artist that's in the country genre.
Wow.
What's up, Ryan? That's the most ridiculous introduction that's ever happened.
Well, Coach.
That was amazing.
We never do that type. Hey, we never do the intros or anything like that, so we have no practice or experience, so it's obviously pretty rough.
Well,
honestly,
let's be real. Ryan, we really don't even do interviews, like, ever. We've had probably, like, five.
I'm going to let you all off the hook by saying that I am the one who begged to come on this podcast.
And my question is, why? Why the heck did you really want to come on this podcast? We really appreciate it, but we were shocked. We were like, you're just saying that to be nice. He doesn't really want to come in. Why did you want to come on?
I listened to it, first of all. Second of all, I love gambling on sports, and I love country music, and you guys are the first Venn diagram. You're the first middle of that Venn diagram that I've ever found.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Ryan, though
both of my worlds.
You
so
do,
I love it.
You do listen to the podcast. I want to know, honestly, because people love to write us and tweet us and tell us the things they don't like about the podcast. Give us your number one thing that you do not like about this podcast. Be honest.
That I don't like about it?
Correct.
I was going to tell you what I did like.
No. We want the criticism.
I'll tell you what I do like about it. I like that it's not the thing about sports gambling is everybody wants to prove that they're sharp, and I feel like this podcast is like the everyman gambling podcast, which I really like. It's like if you have $5, you can have a lot of fun betting on a game this weekend, and that's kind of what I really like about it, and what I don't like about it is that intro at the beginning that you just gave me.
What? Oh, your intro. Gotcha.
Now, when it comes to gambling, how much do you gamble to make it fun for you?
So usually I'm gambling like $35 or $50 on a game, but I started my bankroll when it became legal. I started with just like a couple $100, and I've just used that money. So I haven't like gotten wild with it, and you know, every once in a while Marin will like give me the side eye to make sure that I'm not like throwing out like tons and tons and tons of money, because I, you know, everybody has buddies that spend a lot of money on this stuff, and I try to just keep it to where I just don't ever want to worry about it, you know.
Yeah. Now, when you're watching a game, does it ruin your mood if you lose your bet, or are you just like, oh, that's kind of funny, I thought I knew something, and then you just move on with your life?
It has before. it's definitely happened to where those bad beats really do crush you. Do you remember that? I think it was last year that it was the pitchy woo woo game with the Eagles and the Redskins, and I had Washington, and they did the old dipsy doo at the end, and yeah. I think Washington ended up backdoor covering in like the worst way.
Ryan, are you like me?
That one.
When you see crap like that, or like when Todd Gurley that fell down?
Oh, yeah, he went down at the one.
You know, when you see crap like that and it affects your bet, and it doesn't matter what side of the bet you're on. Well, I guess it does kind of matter when you're on the losing side. Do you ever start thinking, okay, this could be totally rigged?
Yes, absolutely. undeniably, yes. I do think that if you don't think that all these guys who are running sports leagues aren't looking at spreads, you are very, very wrong.
Thank you.
What about coaches? Do you think coaches look at spreads?
No, I think Saban looks at spreads. But see, I don't think anybody else does.
See, I think
it's too hard to be a coach.
I think you're kind of right with the college.
I think Saban is so bored that he's like, well, I have to at least cover the first half spread. Because I took Alabama first half in every Alabama game this year except for one, and I think I was like 10-1.
Very interesting. So, see, because I think maybe Saban might look at the spread because he knows, listen, he's so dominant, he's bored, like you said, and you got to keep the boosters happy, so he has to run up the score.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I think it's too hard to be a coach in any other, if you're not Saban, to really care that much about it. But I think the NFL, you know, is like, you know, the Chiefs didn't cover until this last weekend. Like, it was like 10 in a row, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, that's some weird stuff to have a team that's that good and that dominant and not cover one spread for 10 straight weeks. What's the deal there?
But you should know the NFL, like you see a 10-point spread and you're just like, ah, come on, they're the Chiefs, give me a break. But you know they don't go very high in the NFL game. So a 10-point spread, oh, yeah, you think automatically, oh, the Chiefs can cover that. But we should know that any team in the NFL is going to win. Any team in the NBA is going to win. It's college, to me, that's the easier one to bet on when you have like – when you have Ohio State playing,
yeah, oh yeah, Appalachian. Let me tell you, Ohio State's easy to judge when they're a 42-point favorite. How the hell do you look at that and be like, yeah, that's an easy game?
Because you have Clemson, yeah, versus Appalachian State, and you're like, of course they're gonna win by 50. Like, there's no doubt, and the Vegas odd will not go over like 52.
I 100% think that college is a little bit easier to handicap, and I also love baseball. Like, I think my biggest winner I've ever had was at +340 with just a random Orioles game that I looked at, and the pitching matchup looked kind of off to me. And I was like, I'm going to take the Orioles money line tonight. And it actually hit. So that was a little bit before the legal gambling was happening. It was more on the offshore got a buddy kind of deal. But it was definitely like those are the fun things, is like when you can get into like some random baseball game. Or I love the like last year for basketball, we rode the Celtics pretty hard, and then I always love the Yankees team total over, because you know Yankees are going to hit two or three home runs a game. The totals are always like 5 or 6 or 7 depending on the pitcher, so it's always fun to root for home runs.
Can I just say you're an absolute degenerate? Like, you are an absolute degenerate gambler.
Me.
Like, you are betting on every sport and every game. Like, oh, Celtics playing, got to bet that Yankees are playing. Or who the hell bets on the Orioles?
I love it.
But that's where you make money, because no one's willing to bet on the Orioles.
There's some guys, you know, you go deep into, like, the Twitter world, though, and there's guys who are betting, like, oh, I have a first-quarter NBA system. It's like, no, you don't. You don't have a system for the first quarter of NBA games. That's just a coin flip. That's not handicapping in any way. Like, anyway, that's how you lose money. Parlays and first quarter NBA, which is basically the last month of my life.
Heard question. So we're talking sports gambling, and I know here in Tennessee we don't have the tables. We do have the slots, but unfortunately there's no blackjack, roulette, craps, any of that. But my question is, when you go to other states, you tour Vegas, whatever ones, Florida has some casinos, Indian reservations have casinos with tables. Are you playing blackjack, craps, or is it really just sports betting for you, Heard?
It's just sports betting. You're right. We're in casinos all the time. It gets old quick. It's not, and not every casino is Vegas. So I generally stay out of them, but I grew up playing sports and loving sports, and I love, like, I'm a huge like Titans and Preds fan, and so the gambling part is just, that's just a fun extension of that. And if you keep it fun and you don't like get too extended, it's a great little hobby. But no other table games or anything.
Pimp, you said that you do the $35 bets. Maybe you go 30, maybe you go 50. Are you willing to share if you have just that one bet that you were like, I mean, that's very close to the biggest bet I've ever made, and if you remember the team or the game that it was on?
Oh, I've put a lot of money out there before. I mean, I had my cousins come in town a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago, just like a little corona hang, like everybody get tested and we'll hang out at our house for the weekend kind of thing. And we wanted to bet a game. So we each put like 500 on the Celtics to beat. Who'd they play in the, it was like right
the
before
Heat?
The playoffs. At the end, Anyway, we all put 500 on the Celtics, and they won by like 50 or something.
Oh, God.
It was one of the more fun bets that I've ever had because every single bucket was just jubilation. But, yeah, I mean, I've put more money than that out there. Just generally, I'm in like the – if it's like a small bet, like 35, generally I'm around 50, 75, and then sometimes I'll, you know, 100, 100 and something. But not you know, there's guys out there who are trying to pay their mortgage doing this stuff, which is definitely –
it's crazy.
You know, I try to keep it pretty small.
Yeah, yeah.
So who are your teams? You say you like the Preds and Titans, but that's because you live here. But, like, as you're growing up, what teams are you watching going, that's my team, Ryan Hurd loves the blank?
So I was born in Chicago, so I got to see Jordan play a couple times when
Come
I was
on.
A kid.
Attaboy.
So I was obviously.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Like, I think four times. So I saw him once.
Dang, you're
23. Pre-United Center when I was, like, four. I'm not 23 anymore. I wish I was. I saw him a couple times at the United Center, so that was a big deal. And then, let's see. I moved to Nashville and just was like, "This is amazing. I want to be a Preds fan because our building is so great. It's the best fan experience, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For all, it holds up against any team in any sport, in my opinion." And I also grew up a big Braves fan because my uncle used to fly us down to Atlanta. So I got to go to the All-Star game and the World Series in Atlanta. So always been a big Braves fan. And then because I grew up in Michigan, I was sort of – my family was Chicago. My friends were all Detroit fans. So I kind of felt like a man without a team. So when we got to Nashville, it was all Titans.
Okay, Ryan, I got a question. It just reminded me of this because you talk about the Braves, but I remember you watching you. Was it the World Series or was it a National League?
Wow, that's a great memory there, Coach.
I don't know what you're asking.
Yeah. It was one of the games, one of the obviously.
It was,
what was it?
The first game of the Braves Cardinals series last year.
Okay, and Ryan is sitting like right behind home plate. He's on the he's in the camera.
Really?
Shot. Oh yeah, yeah. He's right there. There's the batter, the catcher, umpire.
Is
Ryan.
This before COVID?
This is what, 2 years ago, Ryan?
Oh, yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was 2019.
A year and a half ago.
Okay, so this is an argument we have all the time on the show where we're like, where's the best seat in the house? And I feel like it's amazing sitting where you were, but Lunchbox thinks it's not very good because you don't have a good view of the field back there.
Great question, Coach.
So, like, what is it really like to sit back there?
Amazing question.
I don't know. That was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I've sat near there at the Cubs game before. But that was just the most amazing seat I've ever seen. My friend Tyler Jordan from Realtree actually ended up – they do a lot of work with SunTrust, and SunTrust is the biggest sponsor of the Braves, so they ended up gifting us those tickets, and that was one of the most amazing sports experiences I've ever had. I wish I had, like, one or two less beers that day, but
– I saw you. You stacked them up right in front, right on the brick.
I wish I didn't
so
do that.
Wait, you were right the net. The net was – you were the first person after the net.
No, Coach, he was the catcher,
sure.
Coach.
Yes.
No, I'm asking – Ray, he could have been the third row. That's what I'm saying.
Does it matter when you're that
yes,
close?
Because that seat's good, but I feel like you can't see – like, you're blocked by the umpire and the catcher, so
excuse
you can
me,
you can kind of guess if it was a strike or a ball, but you don't really know.
Okay.
I've sat behind home
hey,
plate about
– Albies, move over, Albies.
if I had like a season ticket, like this is my seat.
Yes,
I would pick like exactly where that seat was, but in the upper deck. So like the first row of the upper deck over home plate.
Okay, all right. Maybe you're right. I mean, there's hey Ryan, when you're that close, are you yelling to anyone? Are you yelling at the players or the ump?
Ryan does not strike me as a yeller.
He had some
no,
beers
but
in him.
I tell you what, I got like 200 text messages that day.
Yeah, we all saw you.
Yeah, so that it was more like I was looking at my phone the whole time.
when a foul ball comes, did you flinch?
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah!
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! That was wild. I mean, I've gotten to do some really cool stuff. I've gotten to work with the Cubs a lot, and I've gotten to do the seventh inning stretch, which was really just. Probably the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done, getting this thing, taking me out to the ball game at Wrigley Field. And I've gotten to throw out the first pitch there. I mean, it's really cool. Like, when you do music like this, I mean, Cole Swindell is a good example. like all these guys who play music kind of wish they played sports, and all these guys who played sports kind of wish they did music. So there's a lot of opportunities to just do stuff that like is not, I don't know, you just kind of have to pinch yourself. And I don't know, I've really been lucky to get an opportunity to meet some great people and to get, you know, get into some really cool situations, and I don't take that for granted at all.
All right, speaking of meeting cool people, who are some of the cool athletes you've met?
Huh. You know what? I've become buddies with Matt Duchesne in Nashville, who's our second line center. He's a great player, great person, and he loves country music and is a big guitar collector. So I really enjoyed that. And then, like, gotten to know Taylor Lewan and Will Compton on the Titans. They're amazing dudes, just incredible people that just are just fun to hang out with. And I think you kind of realize, like, all these guys are your age now, or in my case, like, a couple of years younger. Which is kind of funny, because you grow up thinking athletes are like, you know, always, you kind of have that thought in your head that they're all older than you, even when you're a grown up. But I've enjoyed, like, Pete Alonso from the Mets sent me a jersey.
That's cool.
Sent
Polar
one.
Bear, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And apparently he's just, I've never met him. Nicest dude in the world, apparently. I'll tell you what. One time, this is actually one of my, when you work in music, you guys deal with this stuff. You see famous people a lot, so you kind of have to play it cool. Well, one time we were at the Grammys in New York City, and I walk into the hotel lobby, and I see Jim Thome.
Nice.
The baseball player for the Indians. And he had just that day the announcement came through that he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. So I freeze. And we make eye contact, and he sees me freak out internally. And I walk up to him, and I said, "Hi, Mr. Thome. I'm a huge fan, and I just want to say congratulations on being inducted in the Hall of Fame."
It's embarrassing.
He goes, "Oh, thank you so much." And I was like, "Okay, cool." And I like kind of slink off to the elevator, and I get in the elevator, and all of a sudden, like, they get in the elevator.
Oh, coach, nowhere to go.
Coach, you already said goodbye, Coach. You've got to run down the stairs or something.
Exactly. So, like, we're in this elevator, and I'm trying to, like, play it cool again. And he's like, "What are you in New York for?" And I was like, my wife's nominated for a Grammy. So we're going to the Grammys. And his daughter actually was like, then she recognized me. And he ended up that next year sending a jersey that was personalized and really kind. So I don't know. That was just happenstance. That wasn't even because of being in music. So
that's awesome. On the jersey, did he say, "I enjoyed the elevator ride"?
Dude,
that would have been awesome. I think people might have taken that in an odd way.
That's really funny. That's like, I saw Mark Grace is my favorite baseball player of all time.
Here we go.
And I ran into him in the lobby of a hotel in Houston, and I saw him, and I didn't know what to say, and I was like, I shook his hand. I was like, "I love you, man." And he was like, "Thanks." and then he
love you.
I said, "I love you." And then he said, "Does anybody have a piece of gum?" And I pulled out my whole pack of green extra. I said, "Here, man, you can have the whole pack." That was it. That was my meeting with Mark Grace. Great. It was so amazing. And he walked away, and I was like, I just told him I love him. Like how stupid did I look and feel? Really stupid. But he took my pack of gum and went out and got in a car with a chick. So my gum went to good use for Mark Grace.
Good job, Coach.
Hey, my story is my dad, who knows nothing about sports, doesn't watch sports, nothing. We're boarding an airplane, and
tell
I think
you didn't about Wade Boggs.
We're on our way to Houston, and we're boarding the airplane, and I see Jeff Bagwell get in the plane, and I'm freaking out, like,
Killer, my gosh,
Jeff Bagwell's on the plane. And my dad's like, "Who's Jeff Bagwell?" "Oh, Dad, he plays for the Astros. I mean, this dude is freaking a hitter. Like, this guy,
bagpipes,
Homer.
Baby.
I mean, I don't know.
Steroids. I mean, he's jacked."
Whoa. I didn't tell that
allegedly
to my dad. So then when we get on the plane, my dad, who knows nothing about sports, says, "Hey, let's sit right here next to Jeff Bagwell." I'm like, "Oh my God." So my dad sat next to Jeff Bagwell. I did not. I kept going back.
What?
And he talked to Jeff Bagwell the whole time, not knowing a single thing about sports. I'm like, "Dang it, Dad. You embarrassed the crap out of me."
How old were you?
Yeah.
I must have been like 9, 10.
And does he speak a little Spanish?
Right.
My dad speaks Spanish. I'm telling you, he probably called him Bagwell. Like, really, he has no idea who the dude was.
So as a 10-year-old, you just kept walking and sat by yourself when you had a chance to sit next to Jeff Bagwell?
That's right. That's my story.
That's embarrassing, man.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. Hey, Ryan, I got a question, though. So are you a Michigan fan? What's your college?
Yeah, that's my favorite team is Michigan.
So how do you feel about Harbaugh?
I was hoping that you wouldn't bring it up.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, he just signed an extension.
I don't know why he got an extension. I don't know why it was 5 years. But, I guess the only thing you can say about Michigan is at least they're not Tennessee.
Damn.
That's a good point.
Got him, coach.
Hey.
That's a
gun. I don't even know if they're not Tennessee. Just, I don't know. I just, it's kind of tough to see any, like, silver lining there. But, yeah. I don't know. I went to the Notre Dame game last year, and they just crushed Notre Dame, and it was so fun. And that's kind of my last good Michigan football memory.
Yeah, this year was rough.
All right, I got a mailbag. You want to hear a mailbag?
Yeah.
All right. Sore losers, got a question for you. I've been doing this online dating thing, and I've been – I guess dating this girl for a month.
Or
a
guy.
What? No, it says girl.
Okay.
We've never met in person, and I had my birthday last week.
What?
And she asked me what I got for my birthday. And I said, I didn't get anything for my birthday. So 4 days later, a package arrives. It's a Dolphins shirt, because I'm a Dolphins fan, and a Dolphins hat. And it's from her. Only problem is, I've never given her my address. Should I be creeped out?
Ryan?
Yes. Absolutely. Be creeped out. I've never had to do online dating, so.
Sorry, Fabio.
Oh,
sorry,
we're,
Mr.
We're not
looking.
All married to Maren Morris.
Yeah, wow, sorry, you know.
that
you deserve
wasn't my
that.
Point. But anyway, I think that if somebody has scooped your address without you knowing or giving it to them, that's a little odd. So, I don't know. Maybe that's, like, the only creepy thing about it, and that's, like, that could probably slide, but if there's other red flags and they have your address, I think that maybe it's time to get a new profile.
But what if, like, it's so romantic, though, that she researched all this stuff enough because she likes you that much to give you this gift?
Yes.
I know. Okay, all right.
No, what are you – I'm serious, guys. Is that creepy?
There's
or not creepy?
Bird in my house.
Oh, coach, you got to get it. We need to actually stop the podcast. You need to get that bird. What is it exactly? Is it a blue jay?
I don't know.
An Oriole? You were talking about the Orioles bat earlier, coach.
No, let it. You can let it roll.
I'm just kidding. We roll everything, coach.
What if it
rolls?
Is it pooping everywhere? Because that's when you freak a bird out, they start crapping on everything.
No, not yet. I'm trying to play it cool before Maren sees it. And then there's a dead mouse on my porch.
What? It's time for you to move, man.
It sounds like the bird was carrying the mouse and dropped the mouse on the back porch as it was coming in the house.
Yeah, this is a weird morning now.
Ray, did you want to ask Ransom?
What?
We can talk more about betting, but hey, is it under wraps with
the
bird and the dead rat? Is everything going to be okay?
Okay, Ryan, what do you think of the Super Bowl? Who you got in the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady. Michigan football, it's basically the only thing we have to root for is Tom. So I'm all in on Tom. I don't care what the spread is. But yeah, I'm excited. I think that, like, seeing Brady and Mahomes is really, really awesome.
Well, the question is, you're saying, Tom, are you betting that way? Or are you maybe, is it one of the games you just don't bet because it's already so exciting?
It's the Super Bowl. He's betting the Super Bowl. If he bets on the Orioles on Wednesday night in the middle of July.
I'm absolutely betting on the Super Bowl.
Yes. Now,
I'm absolutely betting.
Do you do squares or do you just bet on the game?
Ooh, I love squares.
You do?
But I usually just bet the spread and some props.
What kind of props? Do you like the one, like, who scores first? Do you like that one?
No, I generally do, like, yardage or receptions or something like that.
Love it. Dude, the one of my faves is quarterback completions. Usually it hovers 18, 19, 20. That's a good one to watch because every quarter you're rooting for about four or five. It's like, are you rooting for the completions or against them? And then the score can affect your completion. So if, you know, if you got a completion of 22 and your team starts losing, that's actually better for your bet because they're going to start passing more. I'm a huge proponent of the props. The only problem is if you're trying to put down heavy bets, sometimes they limit you on the props to like 100 or 200, which is a good amount, but they do cap you on, yeah, they stop you. They don't want you putting, because I guess, and there's reasons we can't bet college. If you're trying, well, we can bet the games, but you can't do FanDuel or DraftKings player. On FanDuel, you can play college basketball, DraftKings and FanDuel, but they don't let us do it in Tennessee because we live so near to Vanderbilt, or in basketball. Yeah. They don't let you do the player props because maybe you can talk to a player. I have no idea.
No.
Try doing it. You can't bet it. They don't even allow you to do it. You can't
pick. You think it's because we can go to Sarah Fuller right now and say, hey, miss it.
I don't know. Maybe that's the reason. I'm not saying, but there is a reason why we're not allowed to do it, and that might be because of our proximity to Vanderbilt. I don't know.
What do you think, Ryan?
I've never ever once thought about it, but I think that makes a lot more sense. I think that like college games are a lot easier to influence than pro games.
Hey,
so I could see that. Hey. Honestly, I don't think that's a dumb. Like, I don't think that's a stupid idea or a reason to not have player props. The whole amateurism thing, I think, plays into it. Has to play into it at some point, right?
Heard. So what me and Eddie have realized now that it's gambling and it's legal here in Tennessee is there's the bets you place before the game. But what is also a very fascinating component to betting is the live betting. Have you partaken in that?
Okay. I'm going to shout out Mike at WXOU, one of my favorite bartenders in the world.
Is that
in
your
New
bookie?
York City, West Village. The greatest bet that you can make is the NFL second half under.
Is that for every NFL game?
Why? I need an explanation.
Yeah, we need to know what his strategy is.
So essentially, this is essentially what happens, right? It has to be a game with a lot of points. Call it like especially a game where it's like a little bit of a blowout, right? The second half live under is essentially they try to put the live total on just a straight line, right? So essentially, if they scored 22 points in the first half, you're betting on 22 points in the second half. But essentially, if the team is out in front, they're going to take the air out of the ball.
Yes,
right.
Like Brady.
So I'm always assuming somebody's. I didn't explain that very well, but I'm always assuming that somebody's taking the air out of the ball in the second half.
Yeah, like Brady.
And that's my second half team. My second half total. Total under.
Okay, so you live. Watch the whole first half, and then you root against the second half. You just want nothing to happen the whole second half. Got it.
No, he's saying that
exactly.
It won't really happen the second half.
Right, because it's such a high-scoring first half. Yeah. They base the second half on the first half, which probably
and
won't
And usually
match
it's
the
not going to replicate
half.
Itself in the second half. And he learned that from W-O-something bartender in the
West Village, which is probably closed
Mike.
Down right now, Coach.
Mike at WXOU in the West Village. Thanks, man. Here's one from the herd.
The herd.
Herdline news.
Here's the thing, too. That bet always hits. That bet always hits unless it doesn't.
Yeah, of course. It's everything I bet on, too.
It's sort of like in Matthew McConaughey's book when he's talking about how he was in Vegas with his brother, and he's like, the Super Bowl and the Bills, and they made like 4,000 in blackjack, and they bet all this stuff on the Bills. And
when
halftime,
the Bills played the Cowboys.
They're up 12-3 or something at half, or 14-3, and they lost 31-14.
Oh, they didn't score the whole second.
No, he said he lost every single bet, all $4,000 of him and his brother's money.
Wow.
Well, you know, it always hits unless it doesn't.
Yeah, that's awesome,
dude. Hey, Herdline.
Are you guys gonna write a book?
Yeah, we easily could with all
a
the
gambling book.
It would definitely the premise of the book would be betting. It would have a chapter where Eddie talks about
small
betting.
I don't think he means gambling book. I think life book.
Oh,
Either way, I'll read the first couple chapters.
And then the second chapter would be all about Lunchbox, because Lunchbox claims, I never bet I would be addicted and never log out of the website. We find out he's in squares. Wait. We find out that he does fantasy. We find out that he does a pick'em. Well, guess what? That's considered gambling, and you ended up spending about $1,000.
Ryan, please. Okay. I know you're an online gambler like us, right? Please explain to Lunchbox that it's okay to online gamble. And you have to be strong enough to pull the money out when you're up.
Sounds like he just doesn't want it. He wants it all under the table.
No,
he doesn't want anybody. Anybody looking at what he's doing. Yep. He doesn't want to get a tax form.
Yes.
To him.
I'm very private.
You might be onto something.
All under the table.
No, here's my belief. My belief is I'm not going to bet enough. And if I get online and I get up $300, am I going to pull that $300 out?
Yeah.
No. So no matter what money I put in, eventually I'm going to lose it.
What? Ryan, is that the case with you? Do you just leave your money in if you win a grand?
You cash out, don't you?
No, I leave it in there.
See, thank you.
Come on.
Exactly.
Ryan,
that's
the
exact
dude.
Point I'm saying. So I like to sports gamble when I'm in Vegas because it's like the opportunity. I'm there maybe once or twice a year pre-COVID. And so it feels like something new and
Thanks,
special.
Coach. Thank you, Coach.
And it's like, oh, I'm on vacation. This is so fun. I'll sports gamble.
Oh, a stripper.
That too.
I think, you very much could just like get up. Like if you put in like $100 and then get up another $100, you could take your $100 out.
But that $100
is cute. That's cute, Lunch.
See, that's what most normal people do, but that's not me. I want to do squares where I win 500, boom. All right, over.
Hey, that's not him, Ryan, but what he'll do is he'll text you, hey, Ryan, you have an online account route. Hey, will you bet 200 for me again on the Super Bowl?
Okay.
Thank you.
That's a little much.
Exactly.
Either do it or don't, man. Either do it or don't.
Here's the thing. Yeah. I do pick'ems. I do fantasy. I do this. I do that. But I don't bet on the games every week because I'm, like I said, I'll never cash out. Squares, it's a one-time thing. You put $50 in, and it's one game. And if I win, I get my money and I go home. It's that easy.
I think you should. Here's what I think you should do. I think you should give yourself a gift, and you should put a little bit of money in your FanDuel account and say, "I'm never taking this out. This is the money I'm going to play with."
There you go.
And then just say, "I'm never taking it out," and then you don't have to worry about it.
Herdline.
It's your birthday present to yourself.
Another question here.
Why are you calling him Herdline?
I don't know. I just think of names for people as we do the podcast.
Herdline.
It's called fun little things you do
not
in
a
podcasts.
Bad name. I'll take it.
All right. So
it's better than. I mean, I've been called worse.
Like,
douche.
I don't know. This is Bobby's podcast. So I'm going to keep it clean. Exactly. It's not Bobby's podcast, but you guys work with Bobby. So.
Exactly. Right. Everything we say is analyzed. Anyways, Coach, what I was going to ask is, so this is a dead serious question. You guys can laugh at it. But when you're about to do a bet, I heard you tell Bobby on the big show, you had said something that, I bet the Browns a couple weekends ago or something. So when you're going to do a bet, are you researching for 30 minutes? You just pull up ESPN.com? Do you not research at all and go with your gut? I'm dead curious what exactly you do before a bet, because everybody kind of has their things.
I mean, I'm more like, this is my gut feeling. This is my lean. And then I go and I have like four or five people or like guys on Twitter or articles that I'll read. Like, so-and-so's, if George is betting the Browns, I'm going to bet the Browns too, right? Because I already felt like I wanted to bet the Browns. And if George is in, I'm in.
Yeah, and if Bill from WGO Bartender
is Mike,
if he's in, then I'm definitely in.
WXOU.
I was just curious on that. Thank you, Herdline.
All right, Herdline. Anything else, guys?
No, I think that's – before we end this with you, we want to apologize because our listeners don't realize that we were an hour late calling you, but we do personally know we were an hour late getting you on, and we want to say we apologize for being an hour late, and that's why it's hard for us to line up guests because we never know our schedule. And it looks really bad on us, and I want to apologize, and I want to say thank you for sitting around for an hour, twiddling your thumbs and chasing birds
so you can
be on the podcast.
Eddie and I were talking, man. He knows we're all good. He knows everything. We're fine, man. You guys should have more guests. I think it's a great podcast. And
thanks,
man. Really fun.
And Lunch acts like we have a squeaky clean image.
It really affects us and makes us look bad. We're drugged
no,
through
no,
the
no,
dirt.
No, no, no.
Sorry about
right,
that.
Right. I'm talking about to the guests because the guests are like, well, what the hell is going on?
I think you'll find that It's like, here's what I think about gambling. Everybody's a bad golfer, and everybody bets on sports.
Wait. You're a good golfer, though, man, right?
No, I'm not. Nobody's a good golfer.
Well, that's not true. I've heard, like, Jake Owen's a good golfer. Ford's a good golfer.
One guy is good.
Who out of all these country guys, who's the best golfer? Lady A guy says, what's
Charles
his name?
Kelly.
Charles Kelly says he's a great golfer. Jake
Charles
says great.
Is good. I'm sorry. There are good golfers.
Okay. Dustin Lynch says he's good.
Okay, coach.
Yeah, they're all good. I suck. So I play with Brad Tersey from Old Dominion the most because we're close to the same level.
And like when you say close to your level, like what do you shoot?
I'm like a 14 handicap.
That's
Brad's like
good.
A 12.
I'm about a 14.
And then but Jake's pretty much a stick. He's pretty scratch. Colson Dell's really good. Dustin's really good. Right. Hardy's a pretty good golfer too.
Hardy?
Jameson Rogers is a good golfer. So basically everyone's good except for me. I like to say that nobody's good just to make myself feel better.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Ryan. Well, we really do appreciate it, man. You want to plug his new single, dude?
No. Ryan, hey, what's your favorite Ryan song?
The Twine one. Diamonds and Twine.
Hey, Ryan, I had to tell you, look, here are the list of Ryan's songs.
No, stop.
Pick one.
Stop. I knew Diamonds and Twine.
Is it called Diamonds and Twine?
I don't know.
Close enough.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Appreciate it.
All right, Ryan, thanks, dude.
Dude, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you guys have a great one. Let's do it again.
We'd love to.
Hey, if you get an offer to go to the Super Bowl, you know, you can take one of us.
You know, I went one year and it was incredible, but it was 5 degrees in Minneapolis. It was horrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
But the Super Bowl itself is amazing, but the weather was just the worst. So.
Hey.
But next time, man. Hey, Bobby should get a suite for you guys next time.
Okay.
I agree with that. I like where your head's at. What do you got, Ray? You got something else for the herd line before we let him go?
Herd line, quick question. What kind of chores has Marin got you doing today?
I just have to change the diapers, man.
That's not bad.
That's really not bad.
We're just taking care of the kid.
I mean, does the baby sleep through the night now?
Well, this is terrible. I basically say it's 7 o'clock and the next 12 hours are yours to do with as you please. So I'm not really sure. I hope he is.
Ryan,
he stays in there for 12 hours.
Quick question. Just reminded me. I did want to ask you this. So you have a little boy. When you have a son, do you automatically start thinking, all right, how am I going to get him into sports and I want him to be a professional athlete? Or do you want to be do you want him to be an athlete or do you want him to be a musician? Like, what's the whole thought process when you have a boy and you're just like, this is what I want him to be?
I want him to be a math major.
Oh.
Oh.
No okay. Music. I don't know. I think that it's going to be a lot of pressure for him to, you know, if he ever wants to do music just because his mom is Marin and, you know, we both make a living doing it. So whatever. I hope he wants to do the stuff that I like just because I like to do it. And it'd be nice to have a buddy. But I think for the most part, at this point, you're just trying to make sure that he's fed. So,
yeah, good. Start with that.
But, you know, I think, like, you know, the cool part is Nashville is such a great sports town that he's going to have every opportunity to like it. So I hope that that's something that we can get into together. I don't know. That's kind of the best answer I can give because it's hard to be a parent. And I think that, like, it's mostly just like a day-to-day grind.
See, like, the guys laughed at me because
hard to think past that.
I'm already taking pictures of them in like jerseys, like Cowboys jerseys and Patriots jerseys, and then baseball jerseys.
Oh, I 100% do that.
Just in case, though, they do end up playing professional sports, because you know the announcers love that angle of oh, look, he was destined to be a Longhorn.
He's been a Longhorn. He's been wearing a Longhorn jersey since he was 6 months
Ellinger.
Old.
Right.
Exactly right.
So I want to have that evidence.
I put him in a Michigan gear as much as I can because I want it to be known that he was wearing Michigan stuff, because
right.
He's probably going to be – he's the first kid in our family that's going to be like a Tennessee native, and I don't want him like growing up wearing all that orange and whatnot.
Now, is Marin athletic? So, you know, because you're athletic, so is Marin athletic? So your kid should have good genes?
I'm going to guess no on Marin being athletic.
Oh,
wow.
She's athletic, but she's not a sports fan, but she is a good sport. I'll say that.
Okay, take it. Good. All right, Ryan Hurd.
All right, Ryan Hurd, everybody. Let's clap.
Hey, Ryan!
Hey!
Thanks, dude.
Hey, thank you guys. Let's do it again. That was fun.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
See you guys.
Later, Herdline. Guys, quick shout out real quick.
Do you think he hated it?
No, I think he liked it.
Okay, who's your shout out?
To my boy Jay in Sydney. They wanted a live read from the live Twitter. They're in Mobile, Alabama. Jay in Sydney. Skoda. Oh, Scuds. He wants to do a beer after quarantine. Live tweet. Thanks, man.
I'm down.
Okay, now, Ray, do we want to go to the voicemails or we just want to save those?
They are fully loaded. Executive producer Steve from Metro hooked it up. So if you guys want these, I'm ready to pump you right in the butt with them.
What the?
Here we go.
Hit us in the butt with it.
Paul and Austin.
Oh.
Bring back Call Her Daddy. I miss you, Beth. Please come back. I'm stuck listening to the sports penis and someone who doesn't know the who's or the what's.
I think he wants Call Her Daddy.
Oh, he called the wrong number. Okay, cool. Great.
He's trying to call Her Daddy.
He said, bring back Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Because they broke up.
Hey, what time was that voicemail left?
No
1:30 a.m.?
Probably. This one is for Sore Losers. It's No Name.
Sore Losers Nation. Just wanted to give a shout out. I love the coachers. My sister and I call each other coachers. So keep up the good work. Love listening to you all every day and can't wait for the new podcast to come out. Go Chiefs.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that, Coach.
All right, we got one left. This one, talking about the little show, Sizzin, Eddie, and Lunch, No Name.
Coach, I was looking for the little show. Tell Sizzin, Eddie, and Lunch, hello. Coachers, you're doing an awesome job. Shout out from Seguin, Texas.
Seguin.
Seguin, Texas. I've partied there at TLU a few times.
The fact they talk like us, kind of awesome.
Coach.
Hey, come on. You guys ever been to TLU? I went to a couple parties there.
I've been to Seguin.
Yeah, it was a good time. Good time.
Is that the college?
Sounds like was that a community college party?
For sure. For sure.
I think it's Texas Lutheran University.
No, oh. Coach, we did some parties at the schools called University of Texas and Texas State University.
And
Coach.
Texas A&M. Ooh, I've gone to a couple of those Texas A&M parties, dude.
Yeah,
those
I've been
good
to some
too.
UT ones. Yeah, they were nice.
Billy went to Tech, and he said it would get
crazy. Is wild. Crazy. I had some buddies
You know
at
what
Tech.
I had a lot of friends go to, but I never went to visit them, Baylor.
All boys school?
No, Baylor's no fun.
That's what I'm saying. I never went.
You know, no one goes to Baylor to have fun.
I swear to God, met a girl on a cruise. She was a student at the time at Baylor, and she said she drank every day at Baylor because it was so boring. She became an alcoholic. Oh. It's a depressing story, but it tells me the culture. It just seems like people drink in their
dorms
there.
Did she recover? Is she doing better now?
No, man. She's still on the wagon.
Coach, I don't talk to her. I'm married now, Coach.
Fell off the wagon?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
No, got yeah.
Fell off. That's when you're still drinking.
Yeah.
Don't you have those people that you're wondering about from college? You're like, did they fully fall off the wagon?
Coach, there was this one dude. Go to Facebook. You'll see him. Man, you want to feel good about yourself? Go to Facebook and check out some of the dudes that were badass in college. So here was a quick little life lesson I had with my kid. So my son is like, man, I want to play sports. I'm like, dude, look, I'm going to be real with you. Like, you're just not an athlete.
What?
Yeah.
You told your kid he's not an athlete.
He's already in middle school. And the reason he wants to be an athlete is because his friends are athletes. I'm like, but son, they're athletes. They play. You are going to be better than that. You're going to be a freaking scientist, a doctor, a filmmaker, director, something. Your brain is unbelievable.
But he wants to play sports in middle school. You should let him play sports in middle school.
They're going
to
laugh at him. So I am.
No. You go out for the team. He may get cut. Because in middle school, you start getting cut from teams.
When you start showing everyone how bad you are, they start making fun of you. And then they talk. Then they tell everyone about the tryouts and how you were terrible.
But your buddies are there, so you want to hang with your buddies, and your buddies won't make fun of you.
What I did is I went to Facebook and showed them some of the star football players that we had in high school and where they're at today. And I was like, look, that's where he's at today. And this dude was badass. He was a starting quarterback. Had all the chicks in the world. Now look at him.
See, I wish I could
Then I showed him Elon Musk. This dude didn't play football.
Did you see what his mom said?
Huh.
That she knew he was a genius at like 4 years old.
Yeah, did you show kid any pictures of girls in bikinis, Coach? Or
then,
just a
then
bunch
I
of
yeah, did you show him any of the hotties that stayed hot?
Then I showed him Bill Gates. This guy didn't play football. He didn't play basketball. Billionaire. Who do you want to be? You want to be the dude
So when he comes in and says, hey, I don't want to go to college, what are you going to tell him?
No, he's going
to
go to college.
Well, Bill Gates didn't go to college. He's a billionaire.
Got him with his own words.
Well, let's see if he can come up with some kind of invention like Bill Gates
did.
Coach,
did Elon Musk go to college? I have no idea. I don't know anything about Elon Musk.
I mean, my nephew's the exact same age, and kids snowboarding, running with
kids. He's an athlete, Coach.
Your boy doesn't play any?
No, he's not good. I'm telling you, he's not an athlete.
Okay.
And that's okay. Not everyone needs to be an athlete.
But he can still go out and try.
Coach, shut up. I've gone through years and years and years of this. We're not doing it anymore.
Like, if he wants to go out to the basketball team and get cut, then get cut.
We're not doing this again. I sat through years and seasons and seasons and seasons of sports, and it was brutal.
But
for
you got
everyone
the new
involved.
Kids coming up.
I mean, the new kids are ballers. Don't worry. Hey, we have a doubleheader basketball game this weekend. I'm so excited. The last game, Coach, 12-5 final score.
Wow, a lot of scoring.
Oh, my God.
A lot of defense.
I saw my one buddy. He posted. He goes, dang, my kid lost today. He was the high scorer on the team, and he showed the score is 24-0.
Hey, one of my boys.
Not one person on their team made a basket. How is that possible?
It's very possible.
I'm not going to recommend this, but when we this is going to sound so bad, I want to say it.
Not say it, though.
What? So maybe you want to find a dad who likes to gamble like you. Uh-huh. But anyways, we would get forced. My sister was awesome. I love watching girls basketball.
I love your sister.
Love my sis. We would get forced to watch her basketball games. So my buddy, he also had to watch his sister. So we created a fantasy league, and we'd get to pick two girls from the team, and then we'd bet on it. And if you got the most points, you get $5. Coach, you need to find a dad who's got a kid in the game. Maybe turn into betting.
I think it's a phenomenal idea.
Thank you.
That is a good idea.
You get to pick two players, and we would be able to see warm-ups so we could see who was kind of feeling it that day in the layup line.
Hey, I'm going to be real with you. It's weird right now with Corona. Only one parent per child playing can be in there, so it's dead.
Coach, what do you mean? That's usually parents are divorced.
Wait.
Works perfect.
So who is it, mostly dads in there?
No, mix. There's a mix, and you can tell they split.
And then everybody else stands out at the window?
Some people stand by the window and try to look in, but it's not even.
Sounds like a bunch of dads hitting on moms this time of year.
That's what it sounds like. Huh? Open season. Because the dad's not there.
Oh, I got
you. The husband's not there. The guy slides over, and she's like, and if she doesn't say you're not, oh, wait, 6 feet. If she welcomes you in,
then you're in. Then you're in.
Yeah.
Where do the other parents sit? You just don't support the kid?
They sit in the car.
So lucky for us, we have two boys playing, so we both get to go. But
can you bring the other kids?
No. So we got to get a babysitter.
You've got to be kidding me
crazy.
Right now.
But wait, your kid's 13 now. He can watch the kid.
Not the baby. Mm-mm, not trusting him with a baby.
He's 13.
Coach, the baby can beat his ass.
Coach, yeah, 13 ain't old enough.
Are you kidding me? 13 ain't old enough to babysit?
Nephew ain't watching the baby.
Have you seen my baby? We'll get back, and he'll knock the 13-year-old out and then party and then mess up the whole place. I'll come back to a crazy mess.
Edgy.
All right, before we go, guys.
Let's coaches. Say a prayer.
No.
I mean, what are you about to do?
Our Father.
You can always email. Hey, guys, we hit that email earlier about creepy or not creepy. Now you can email us. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Here's one. Coaches, love the podcast. I've been listening to every episode for the last year. My birthday is on January 28th. That's tomorrow, guys, so we're actually early on this one.
Wow, good job, dude.
Can I get a shout-out? I listen every day to and from work. You make my 40-minute drive fly by with all the laughs.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
His name is... And then he said, I know the UFC fights over the weekend were frustrating to stream when the stream went down. You've got to look at other options.
Periscope.
I watched it all for free with no issues. Get an OctaStream.
No, you can't do that.
Get an octopus.
Hey, listen to me. Stop reading. You have a relationship with UFC. Don't be doing that.
It is completely legal to stream
everything.
No, it's
not. Ask Dana White.
I can watch any sporting event and any movie that I want.
If
even
it's legal,
things
stream
in theater.
From your bedroom.
I'm not a seller. Just bought one and it's a game changer.
Stop it.
That is not legal. Devin Maxwell.
It is not legal.
Hey, Devin Maxwell, happy birthday. But the fact that you can watch movies that are in theaters,
Devin,
that means it's not legal.
Devin, if you're not paying a dime for these things that most people have to pay money for, it's illegal.
Exactly. With the birthday shout out to Kate in Clarksville. Thanks for listening. Oh, that's a Valentine's Day present. And that was early. And that's from your dude.
Coach, that's very early.
Wow. Maybe it was from last year.
Could have held on to that one.
Yeah, but happy birthday, Devin Maxwell. Just so you know, if it makes you feel better when you sleep at night that you're not doing anything
illegal. It's illegal. Oh, what?
It's illegal.
Oh.
You're going to prison.
Hotline Ryan.
Wow, Coach. Way to end the podcast.
He's got a family, too.
Has Ryan been on this the whole time? I don't think I ever hung up on Ryan.
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 Hey, guys, this isn't Ryan. I heard y'all talking about the basketball and betting on the girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who is this, by the way?
I'd like to remain anonymous, but I just want to tell you my story about doing that, and I just want to recommend you don't do that, actually. I lost my family. I lost my children. My daughter hates me. Don't do it.
Okay.
All right. What state are you
from? Don't laugh at
him. Hey, fellow coacher, what state are you from?
I'm calling from Idaho.
All right, what's your name, Dale?
Udaho.
This is Dale.
Oh, Udaho!
Okay,
hey, what's your name, Dale, Billy, or Jimmer?
Jimbo.
Let's just call me Timmy from Idaho.
All right, Timmy from Idaho.
Hey, I thought you were going to be Ivan from Idaho.
Hey, Timmy, you sound like you got a boyfriend.
What? He's going to kick your ass.
Yeah, well, I know where you guys work.
Oh, shit. Hang up on him. Hang up on him.
Hang up. We got to go.
No. What? Don't bet on the girl. I bet on a girl when I told my daughter, you take a fall, because I bet on the other team, and she took the fall. She lost her scholarship.
It's like Pete Rose.
I found out. No, you just don't want to do it.
All right. Hey, who do you got in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to be going for Tampa Bay.
Okay. Coach, save his number.
Later, Coachy.
See you, Coachy.
Appreciate it. Hey, coachers, you guys have a good one. All right,
Coach. Idaho sucks. Got him on the way
out. All right, let's get out of here.
Failed him with that one.
Goodbye, everybody.
Got him on the way out.
Happy Wednesday. Thanks again, Ryan Hurd. Maybe we need more guests.
Hey, if you guys need Hurd line again, let us know. I thought he was great.
All right.
It was awesome.
Coach, I'm the one that lined it up.
Oh, relax. He was in our studio.
But I'm saying, like, Ray, come on. We need it again. Yeah, what, call Ray? Get out of here. All right.
That was a good show, guys.
Hey, did you save that guy's number?
Yeah, the Idaho dude.
Hey, that was...